noticed how people use their imagination? I mean, we're getting sicker as a society. So all this weird and wonky stuff that people use their imaginations for. So it makes you wonder, like, why did God give us an imagination anyway? Oh, wait till you see the purpose that your imagination serves in the kingdom of God when it's used in a godly fashion. I'm Marjorie Liu, and I just want to open your eyes to this thought about your imagination. Oh my goodness, it's just crazy how creative that we can be when we engage our imaginations, right? But I want to share a story with you from when I was younger, and I went snow skiing, and I really didn't have a clue how to snow ski. I had no idea. And I went out the first day, and it was just an absolute exercise and disaster, okay? Because I'm from the South anyway. What do I know about snow skiing? The only thing I know about ice is I wanted my iced tea. Now I can, that's some ice I know about. But under my feet, I don't know a thing. And I certainly didn't know anything about snow skiing. But the evening after that first day that it was a disaster, a gentleman began to explain to me what it was that I was supposed to be actually accomplishing with my skis. And he was basically teaching me that snowplow thing where you start, right? And then he was teaching me about the shift and how it works, just basically how it works. And so what I did was I spent the rest of the night picturing myself, not snowplowing, but doing the thing he was talking about. Lift your foot, take the turn, lift your foot, take the turn, lift your foot, take the turn. I don't remember the details specifically, but I did at that time, took everything and applied it, but not on the slopes. In my nice cozy room at night, nice and warm with hot chocolate, in my mind going through everything and seeing myself do it. Do you know I went out on the slopes the next day? The same kid who was spending more time on her rear end than on her skis yesterday, now the next day, I was skiing. I wasn't doing black diamonds, but I was hitting that bunny slope. And I went from the bunnies to the whatever, the like more beginner slope. And I made it to the blues all in the next day or two. Because number one, somebody told me what I was trying to accomplish. And number two, because I took the time to picture it in my mind. I could see myself doing it. I was practicing skiing in my mind. That was an interesting use of my imagination. That was a productive use of my imagination. And that has been an incredible lesson for me going forward. So I want to tell you in the kingdom of God how I now use my imagination. When the word says that we are set free by he has set us free, that he took stripes for our healing, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, that you will lay hands on the sick and they will recover, that you will cast out demons, and that these signs will follow you if you are a believer, and that his immeasurable greatness of power is available to those who believe, and that he does far more abundantly than you can imagine or even think. And he does it according to his power at work in you. Well, that's like the man telling me, right? This is Yeshua telling me. This is Jesus telling me what I should expect to be doing. So what do? Just like I did that time up in those ski mountains, I start seeing myself do it in my imagination. I start practicing. I start laying hands on the sick in my mind. I start raising the dead in my mind. I start casting out demons in my mind. That's where I started. So when it was time to actually go lay hands on the sick, it was nothing. I'd already done it. But it was different because now you're in front of someone and you have to cast out the fear because you're scared you're going to look silly. And but you don't care. The word says it and I believed it. So I would go and lay my hands on the sick and they recover. I can't tell you more the times than I can count. I have video recordings. There's some on this channel that I have, and I'm going to put up more of testimonies of people. What happened when I laid hands on the sick and they recovered? I've seen swollen legs this big just shrink as we're praying. I've seen a broken ankle, the shrinking and the swelling just shrinking down. I have laid hands on an ear that was completely deaf. And it popped. We both heard a pop sound, and then she could hear totally normal. Like, I've also laid hands. You know what I did? I knew that the challenge of somebody coming out of a wheelchair kind of was a little intimidating. So I began what I'm talking about. I used my imagination to picture praying for people in wheelchairs. And I can remember seeing people in wheelchairs. I was at a resort and I saw a person in a wheelchair out the window. I just started imagining praying for that person. I got so fired up. I said, Lord, you run me into that person and I'm going to ask him if I can pray for him. Now, the Lord knew his timing and the Lord knew what he was doing. I did not run into that person. But that's okay because I sat in my hotel room and I prayed over that person dozens of times, practicing in my mind. And there was a day when the wheelchair rolled into our church and came right up the aisle, and I was able and had the glorious honor of praying for this lovely woman. And she got out the wheelchair and she walked, and her eyes were big as saucers and she couldn't believe it. And she walked away pushing her wheelchair. And then I've also had two women at one event when I had a seminar, and both women walked in on canes. One was in her 40s with like rheumatoid arthritis, and one was in her 80s on a cane. You'd expect that in the 80s, right? The lady in her 80s actually prayed for something else, but she went down on her knees in her 80s, okay? Went down on her knees, and she ended up, we prayed for her, and scales came off her eyes. She thought, I'm just getting old, but then she could see. And then when it was time for her to get up, I said, you want me to help you? She goes, no, I can do it. And she popped right up in her 80s, got off that floor, popped right up, and she packed her cane in the suit, like with her suitcase, to go home from that event. And the lady in her 40s, same thing. She looked at me when she was leaving. She says, what am I going to do with this cane? I said, well, you could donate it to somebody who doesn't believe, I suppose. Or you can hang it on your wall as a testimony to the power of Jesus Christ. But do you know why I was able to pray for these ladies with confidence? Because I had already done it in my mind. I had used my imagination and I had prepared myself, and I was using my imagination in a godly way. I was using it for a godly purpose. Not making up crazy, weird stuff and you know, things that are outside of the realm of the Word of God and coming. I'm not using my imagination for that. When things start to go that direction in my imagination, I go, oh, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And I shut that down. Even if I get a song stuck in my head and I didn't ask for that song to be there, it's kind of pestering me. If it's pestering me, I go, oh, that's a demon. Get off of me in the name of Jesus. Casting off devils. I've done it so many times, but I started by doing it in my imagination. I used my imagination for a godly purpose. So I'm just giving you this little nugget. I'm giving you this little tidbit. When you think, oh my gosh, I just can't even imagine walking up and actually praying for somebody to be healed. By the way, tumors gone, shrinking and then gone, completely gone. Tumors in the breast, tumors in the leg, tumors, an aneurysm, one somewhere in the gut and one in a brain. And those don't repair. It's like blowing out your garden hose. How do you get that? Doesn't repair. It's like a side blown out. The sidewall blows out, right? They'll tell you it doesn't. An aneurysm doesn't repair. Well, this lady, the aneurysm completely repaired. Over a 6 month time, the doctors watched that thing go back into line and be completely repaired. And all because I was able to spend time getting my confidence up, using my imagination for a godly purpose, imagining laying hands on the sick and imagining them recover and imagining them getting out the wheelchair and imagining blind eyes seeing and imagining deaf ears hearing. And then it's come to be. The only one that has not come to be yet, that has happened in my imagination, but not yet in real life. Jesus sent his disciples out and said, raise the dead. And I haven't done that one, but oh, I've done it in my imagination. And when the time comes, there's going to be a grand testimony for that one as well. So you can call me crazy. I don't care. This life in the kingdom is fantastic. And I'm getting real about life in the kingdom because it's crazy out there. That's a crazy world and it's getting darker and darker. So it's time to get real about what this really means. And so I'm getting real about using my imagination for godly purposes, for the kingdom, for my king, so that I'm ready and I can serve him at every time. I can give the hope for the reason for the hope that is within me in season and out of season. I'm ready to lay hands in season and out of season. I'm ready to do whatever he bids me do at any time that he calls upon me, because I'm preparing and practicing in the simulation room called my imagination. Are you with me on this? We're relentless disciples. This is what relentless disciples do. This is a great thing to do with your spare time or when you're having to sit in some office waiting for an appointment. Use your mind. Imagine, just sit there and pray for the people around you, but imagine laying hands on one of them. And sometimes in those situations, I actually get to pray for somebody that I've never met before. Sometimes God will give me a word and I can go over and they're like, how did you know? So then, because of that, they're welcoming me to pray over them because I let the Spirit of God lead me. I'm listening for his voice and I want to hear him. And I use my imagination for his purposes. I hope this is helping you. We are relentless. Be relentless. Stay strong in the word. Stay in it until you begin to have the mind of Christ, that you begin to think like he does, that you can imagine in your mind doing the things that he did. You read in here where he did, then you imagine you doing it, because he said greater things than these will you do. So use your imagination and let's get some work done for our mighty King.